There are calls for the federal government to distance itself from nationwide anti-Islam rallies planned for the weekend. One government MP, the member for Dawson, George Christensen, has agreed to speak at the Mackay rally in far north Queensland. Members of the Muslim community have reacted with concern, saying the inclusion of a government MP implies government support. Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
Rallies organised by the group Reclaim Australia are being held around the country this weekend, alongside splinter rallies run by the United Patriots Front. The event in Mackay is likely to be smaller than the major rallies in Sydney and Melbourne, but it will be the only one with a government MP on its speakers list. George Christensen says he's agreed to take part because he's examined the group's aims and principles and agrees with almost all of them. He also says the group isn't as extreme as some people seem to think.
And sure, there's whack jobs that turn up to every sort of rally that are on the fringes of the movement, but this group, and I've spoken to the organisers, their key objective is one thing. It's a rally against radical Islam. It's a rally against the radical ideology of Islamism. It is not a rally against the religion of Islam.
Lawyer and prominent Muslim community advocate Lydia Shelley says there's no doubt the group is racist. She's also calling for the government to make its position clear.
Of course they do, but sadly, I think if I held my breath waiting for that, I don't think I'd last too long. The government most certainly has a responsibility. The Prime Minister most certainly has a responsibility to call out racist forums that promote radicalisation and which promote violent extremism.
She says a government failure to distance itself amounts to an endorsement.
Yes, it is a green line. This is why, quite frankly, I'm very concerned about it. To have a member of government participate in this forum is indeed very troubling. And again, if they can boycott Q&A, I don't understand why there can't be a direction that perhaps it's not in Australia's best interest, or indeed in his own party's best interest, for somebody like him to participate in this forum.
There's concern that some of the events could become violent amid reports that attendees are planning to smuggle in weapons. The Human Rights Commissioner, Tim Wilson, has also expressed that concern.
I think that risk is real. And I think everybody needs to recognise a sense of proportion, and the role of the police and the authorities is to make sure there's sufficient distance so we don't get that hostility.
He says anyone aligning themselves with such a group should think carefully first.
People are, of course, whether they're a member of parliament or anybody else, entitled to express their views about key issues. But they should be mindful of who they're doing it with and the consequences for them and the causes that they may seek to legitimise in the process.
But he stopped short of saying the government should come out against the events.
Every member of parliament needs to factor into their conduct whether they're seeking to do that in the way they engage themselves. There are legitimate public policy issues that are debated which we have very different opinions on, and people will align themselves with those. But I would have thought that any MP needs to think very carefully.
Professor Kevin Dunn is the Dean of Social Science at the University of Western Sydney. He says the act of attending is damaging in its own right.
Racism fades or flourishes depending on the political settings and the nature of political debate. It's very important that our leaders send very clear messages about where they stand in regards to diversity and social cohesion. Very important, because if we send the wrong message, then those people who believe in racial supremacism and separatism will act out their prejudices and they will do community relations harm.
George Christensen says if things go sour on the weekend, he'll react appropriately.
If I rocked up to the rally and there were signs and placards that were, anti-Islam and, that were quite clearly that way, I would tell those people to take it down or leave, or I will leave.
Lydia Shelley says his inclusion in the event is hurtful for Muslims.
Nothing surprises in the sense that it's just one thing after another. The fact that a member of my own government would participate in a forum that promotes hatred and rejects Australian values such as giving everyone a go and mateship, and it doesn't matter where you're from, once you're here, and everyone has a fresh start, and everything that underpins our democratic values in this country really, really upsets me. It really cuts to the quick. Because you can see your country changing, and even members of your own government are having a hand in it, and it's not changing for the better.
The office of the Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, and the LNP in Queensland has declined PM's invitation to comment.
Angela Lavoie-Pierre.